Unit 3. 1. Listen and choose the words you hear. 1. Back.
2. Moral.
3. Cook.
4. Noon.
5. Matter.
6. Hit.
7. Grow.
8. Each.
9. Nose.
10. Please.
2. Listen and choose the sentence here. 1. I never play volleyball.
2. Can you please the girls?
3. Please don't make me study all the time.
4. Do you have any piano lessons every day?
5. Mr. Black went to the restaurant at 11:54.
6. My father likes to stay up late.
3. Listen and write the missing words. Some days ago, a doctor said that some children do not get enough exercise, so they are often sick. The doctor said that some children never walk or run. They come to school by car or by bus. They do not play games at school. And after school, they just watch TV or play computer games. He said that all children must get lots of exercise. This keeps your heart working strongly. Then you will never be sick. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Yesterday, Mary went shopping with her mother. They walked to the bus stop and caught a blue bus into town. First, they went to a market and bought some vegetables, bananas and apples. Then they went to a shop and bought some cakes and bread. They bought some meat in a butcher's shop. They went to a library and borrowed some books. Then they walked back to the bus stop and caught a bus home. Questions. 1. Where did Mary go yesterday?
2. Whom did Mary go with?
3. What didn't they buy in the market?
4. What did they buy in the shop?
5. What did they do in the library? Unit 4. 1. Listen and choose the groups of words you hear in the sentences. 1. You should not be lazy at home.
2. You should wear clean clothes when you go to school.
3. You should pay more attention to your teachers in class.
4. Boys should not eat too much.
5. All the students should come to school on time. 2. Listen and choose the phrases you hear. 1. Stop crying.
2. Knock at the door.
3. Wash one's hands.
4. Try one's best.
3. Listen and write the missing words. A man had much gold. He loved it more than his life. He was afraid that someone might steal it, so he hid it under the ground. Every day he took it out and had a good look at it. He was forgetful and soon could not remember where he had put it. One night, when he was sleeping, a thief broke into his house and found the gold. The thief was about to take it when the man woke up. The thief was afraid and ran away, leaving the gold behind him. The man got back the gold without finding it. 4. Listen and choose the correct answers. Was a teacher. Her house was not far from her school, and she always walked there in the morning. All the pupils in the school were very young. Mrs. Jones walked to school on a very cold and windy morning in October, and the cold wind went into her eyes, and tears began running out of them. She reached the school, opened the door, and went into the hall. It was nice and warm there, and Mrs. Jones was happy. But then a small boy looked at her for a few seconds, put his arm around her, and said kindly,
"Don't cry, miss. School isn't very bad."
Questions. 1. Was it far from Miss Jones's home to the school?
2. How did Miss Jones come to school?
3. When did the story happen?
4. What came out of Mrs. Jones's eyes?
5. What did the boy think when he saw tears in his teacher's eyes?